Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a great show planned for you tonight. I'm really excited because we've got some guests that we're going to introduce some new people tonight, and we're certainly looking forward to that. Before we go any further, I want to bring in some of my co-hosts. Others will be joining us when they press one. Let's go ahead and bring in Lady C. Lady C, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Always a pleasure to have you.
Hey, everybody. It is a pleasure to be here. And as always, I am looking forward to seeing what tonight's topic is about and hearing everybody's opinion on the subject.
All right, excellent. We're certainly waiting on you all to press one on your dial. Let's go ahead at this time and bring in all the way from the PT state. We're waiting for her to log in. Let's go to Florida again. Ms. Joyce, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's a pleasure to have you this evening.
Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone is staying well. Pleasure to be on the podcast this evening and looking forward to a great talk show.
Excellent, excellent. Pastor Rowe, let's bring you in. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's an honor, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, well, it's great to be on again. I have a great spirit of anticipation. Since the last show we had, I've just been sitting back and just waiting for the call tonight, and I know we're going to have a great time as always.
All right.
I just want to say good evening to everyone.
All right, excellent, excellent, excellent. And all the way from the PG State, Ms. J, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's a great honor to have you.
Hello, everyone, and I'm so glad to be back with you and where Dr. Walker's not just telling stories but changing lives. And also, quickly, I would like to say if they're in a Sister Delta Sigma Theta Corporation, if there's any sister online, happy Founders Day.
All right, great for that. Happy Founders Day to all of you all. Ms. J will read our disclaimer shortly, not just yet, but momentarily. Let's go. Lady C, I have a surprise for you coming up in just a moment. And we had a surprise last week and another surprise this week. Benny from the Block, let's bring him in. Benny from the Block, welcome to tonight's program.
Good evening, and I'm happy to be with you all tonight. So I'm excited, so let's go.
All right, excellent, excellent. And we're going to certainly bring in, you know, when people get themselves in a dilemma, we can go to Ricky to the rescue. Ricky to the rescue, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Thank you for having me again. I just want to say that this is going to be another pleasure and a great opportunity to be here with you guys. It's going to be a learning experience for me as well, and I enjoy being here.
All right, all right. Certainly. Lady C, are you there?
I am here.
We have a surprise for you this evening. We're going to bring her in. We don't know if she's in Hawaii or Paris or London. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yes, but I want her to say her name.
All right. All right, let's go ahead and welcome Monica.
She'll be out here traveling the world. Yes, honey, you be traveling the world.
Happy New Year.
I'm so happy.
Happy New Year to you, Monica. Go ahead, Miss Monica.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Awesome. Yes, I just want to thank you for your dedication and, you know, just working with the Lord, because that's why I'm on tonight. My phone broke. I have some problems, but because you're consistent, I'm on tonight, and I'm so happy to be with you all.
All
right. Another great night show.
All right, we're certainly looking forward to having you as well and your contribution to tonight's topic. Tonight we're talking about how to minimize your anger, how to minimize your anger. You know, before I go into the story tonight, that's a serious, serious topic. But before we get into that, Ms. J, go ahead and read the disclaimer for us, if you would.
Okay. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show wish to make this disclaimer. The opinions that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. shows or affiliate shows are merely the opinions of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, his featured guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion and indicate that your participation or leadership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice, and should not be taken as such. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Thank you, and please enjoy the programming tonight.
All right, excellent. Thank you for that. We got some great things coming up. We're getting ready for our financial seminar that will be conducted on the 25th. You still have time to register between now and Saturday. To get the introductory price of $20, you can go online at drjessewalker.com and register at that point for the $20. Anything after the 15th is going to be $50, and I have no control over that. So please, patient in. We've got a number of things coming. We certainly have several ambassadors because we're targeting 5 different countries. And I'm going to bring Pat Roll in and just let them know what our mission is doing, the 5 different companies. Introduce a new party tonight, which is going to be our director, or actually our ambassador to Haiti. She's on the line tonight. We're going to introduce her momentarily. But Pat Roll, take about 20 seconds and let them know, our director of sponsorship, let them know some of the things that we're doing.
Okay, well, great. You know, sponsoring is a lot, and everything that we have done in the past is leading up to now. You know, putting others first, and
so
and
you think
being
about, are you doing houses or doing buildings, or what kind of designs are you thinking about doing later on to be in your profession?
We had some background. Okay, what I just wanted to say, all that we have said and done and the topics that we have had, it leads up to now, Dr. Walker, and we're just immensely impressed. And the only reason that I'm on is because, you know, the ointment falls from the top to the bottom, you know, and, you know, just the passion that you have, the love that you have for, you know, reaching out to help hurting humanity is the things that inspires me. And I'm just so proud to be a part of this movement that we have. And we're doing a lot to get sponsors. You know, we can't do everything ourselves, but as we reach out to impact the world for Christ, you know, it's awesome. You know, we're starting right now and we got the U.S. and we got Haiti and we got Africa and we got Jamaica, and this thing is going to replicate all over. So the last thing I just want to say, each one reach one and teach them to do the same, you know, because it is a pastor. Walker, you have a great vision, and we're going to help you to fulfill that vision with all the energies that we have within us. So my parting words is share what we are doing. And just to remember, last thing I want to say, last but not least, visit createafinancialportfolio.com. Again, createafinancialportfolio.com, and that will give you all the details and particulars and specifics that we are doing with our great leader, Dr. Jesse Walker. Back to you, Dr. Walker.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Pastor Rowe. We certainly do appreciate your sponsorship and all that you do for this program. At this time, we're going to introduce Miss Dana. Miss Dana is she's going to tell us a little bit about herself. Miss Dana, you got about 40 seconds. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. She is our new ambassador to Haiti. And tell us what your a little bit about yourself and what your mission is for this mission to so that we can get things out to Haiti this month.
Hello, everybody. My name is Dana. Like Dr. Walker said, I am 29 years old. I was born in a countryside called Cueval in Haiti, and I left the country at 2 years old, but I've always went to Haiti every year. It'll be twice a year or three times a year. I just came from there in December, and I'm going again in February. But I love how everybody's very welcoming. I was just shocked. Like, you walk down the road and everybody's saying hi to you or how you doing. It was just a culture shock to me because in America, it's not really like that. People don't say hi to you like that. So that's what made me like always going to Haiti. I am excited to be on this team. Haiti, as you know, has so much poverty. The government do not care about the people. I know you heard about, you know, the president, and everything's about money. But the people are very nice. They're very strong and tough, and they've been through a lot. And all I can say is that I am so ready and I'm so happy. I've already started researching and I already started talking to people in Haiti to see how we can do this, how we can help. And I want this to be truthfully from the heart. And I'm just excited.
I understand that your mother will also be assisting you. Is that right?
Yeah, my mother will be assisting me. She already started also talking to people in Haiti and seeing how we can get this going.
All right, excellent. And then we're going to ask you bye as we get ready for tonight's programming. All right, tonight, if you're just topic tonight is how to minimize your anger. You know, in order to minimize anger, let's see before we go into tonight's story. Ms. Joyce, I want to go to you first. What is anger? Now, when you think that you have anger, other people might think that you have anger, but that might not necessarily be how you see yourself. So how do you define or interpret?
How I interpret anger, when I get upset, of course, what upsets me a lot is right now, for instance, things at work, I get upset. I can't say I really get very angry, but there are times that I do get a little angry, especially when I feel that I am something is not being interpreted right with what I do and being twisted around. So I do get a little angry at times with that. But what I can, and it stresses me out. So I think my stress level goes up, and that's what causes me to be angry.
Okay. All right. So what do you say you do to minimize your anger, if anything?
To minimize the anger, I usually just kind of sit back, think about it for a minute, not act impulsively or speak impulsively, and that kind of calms me down so that I'm not speaking out of anger and and trying to rectify whatever problem it is without being overly anxious or angry.
We're going to ask you to stand by. Lady C, let me bring you in and ask you, do you have any tips for minimizing anger?
Well, I can't tell you I have tips, because my anger, if I'm upset, I'm a communicator, so I'm going to communicate what I feel, and then eventually I'm just let it go. So, cause, I mean, it's just who I am. If I'm upset with you, I'm going to tell you what I'm upset about. And then all of a sudden, like a split second later, I'm cool. I'm okay now. I'm not upset no more, barely.
Okay, all right. We're going to ask you all to stand by. Let me bring in Ricky to the rescue. Ricky to the rescue. I mean, you got any tips for people who it seems to be out of control, and maybe your opinion?
Yes, and I can actually agree with what was previously said as far as having some type of emotional release. That's not unhealthy, but if you're able to just get it out in a healthy way, that could be through communication, that could be helpful. But I also think as well, you have to identify the anger before you start to try to explore it. So you have to recognize that the anger actually exists. And once you can recognize that it exists, you can think about or focus on a way in the past you was able to deal with anger. And that will help you move forward towards the future.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to take a look right now. We're going to take a look right now at tonight's story, How to Minimize Your Anger. Our characters are Carlos and Deborah. Now, this is a couple that's been dating for over 5 years, okay? Deborah has gotten to the point where she is considering leaving. She's thinking about leaving Carlos because of his anger issues that he denies having. Now, they're both in their late 20s and are thinking about marriage, but Deborah has extreme reservations about Carlos because she often fears that his temperament could ultimately land him either in jail or the morgue. There is no doubt she loves him very much, but his anger issues are serious. Now, her family and friends caution her and remaining with him because he could one day turn his anger on her, which could also cause her serious bodily harm or even death. Now, for some reason, Deborah's love for Carlos causes her to ignore the warnings from family and friends. Now, Carlos feels that he does not have an anger issue and that other people simply don't understand him, and he refuses to be disrespected by anyone. He gets rather belligerent and confrontational almost every time him and Deborah are out anywhere. Now, here are some of the anger issues that are displayed by Carlos. Number one, there are 8 of them that we've listed. He disagrees with anything that someone is trying to tell him, even when they have the known facts. Number two, he gets loud and insulting if anyone tries to correct him. Number three, when he's at the home of family and friends, he always gets aggressive with the simple conversations. Number four, he even gets upset with the way Deborah dresses for her daily job and simply going to work. Number five, he always thinks he's right about everything and anything. He doesn't talk, he fusses. All right? When things are not going his way, he often wants to fight. When he gets upset with Deborah, he either hangs up the phone on her or simply walks away from her. Now, the bottom line is Carlos is a difficult person to get along with, yet Deborah is in love with him and feels he's the man for her. She says he is a good person, just misunderstood. His little anxiety when they are alone. Misty, I want to come to you and ask the question, is Deborah missing something, in your opinion?
Yes, Deborah's definitely missing something. Number one, people throw that word love so loosely. Love don't hurt. And if you see a person as aggressive as Carlos is and the things he's doing, he has to work on himself before he can love anyone. Because the way he's acting, I can't see him with no true love for anyone. So, yeah, she's missing that. That's not love coming from Carlos at all.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Monica, do you think that, you know, is she blinded by her love for Carlos, her love for him? What do you think?
Most definitely. I didn't love because, listen, he gets angry when he doesn't have his way. He's very selfish. A selfish person cannot truly love, show love. She is missing confidence. She is not understanding who she really is. She's a woman.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. We want to bring in Benny from the block. Benny from the block, could it be that Carlos is genuinely misunderstood? Could it be that way, Benny from the block?
Well, I think a lot of times it's not that he could be misunderstood. I would pose the question more so back to her. What is it that she sees that keeps her attracted to that type of behavior? Did she grow up with that type of behavior? Does she experience that type of behavior? What is it about her that she sees that type of behavior and is falling in love with it? Is it a familiar spirit to her? Is it a familiar way of living? Was her father like that with his mother? There's something that she's familiar with that's allowing her to stay in that type of situation.
All right, we're certainly going to ask you to stand by. Lady C, let me bring you in here. Lady C, if this were your friend or family member, what advice, if any, would you give to Deborah? Because remember now, she's ignoring everything.
To be honest with you, I would pretty much point out that he's abusive because he's emotionally, he's verbally abusing her, emotionally abusing her. And somewhat of what I heard, she's afraid that he's going to physically abuse her. So technically, he's an abuser. So I would let her know, you know, it's more to life than being abused by the one you love. You know, like someone said earlier, love don't hurt. Love don't hurt, you know. And I'm like, Benny, she got to look within herself and ask her the same questions. You know, what is it about him that I really love? Because if I love him that much, I can take his abuse. I mean, then I got to ask myself, do I love myself?
Wow, that's a very good point, a very interesting point. Dana, I want to bring you in, our new ambassador to Haiti. I want to bring you in. She says he's a good man, but he's misunderstood. I mean, he's not right now treating her so bad, even though he hangs up on her when he gets upset, or he'll walk away from her. Is that a little bit rude, in your opinion, Dana?
I don't believe that it's rude. I think she's just trying to not get him even much angrier. She's just trying to walk away from the situation, because if he can get violent, I would walk away too. I'm just trying not, I wouldn't try to even entertain that. I'd be like, you know what, you need to calm down, you need to cool down. I don't believe it's rude at all.
Okay, so Dana, while I've got you here, I mean, if a man, should she marry this guy? In your opinion, should she marry him? This girl loves him. You know how love can be.
No, I don't believe she should marry him at all, because the anger can get very, very physical. It's an emotional thing. It's like a, how do they say it, a fight or flight. And
yeah.
One day she could really, really make him upset, and she could physically hit her and don't stop and potentially kill her. So I don't believe that she should marry this guy at all.
All right. Pastor, let me bring you in. Could they get some, you think counseling with this couple? She's been with him 5 years already, and his behavior doesn't appear to change. Do you think, I mean, prayer could be the solution?
Well, you say what can be the solution?
Do you think prayer and counseling could be the solution?
Well, I think that's, and I like what you said and the way you said the, you know, solution, you know. But, you know, we all get angry. You know, scripture say be angry, but what? Sin not, you know.
Right.
And there are times that our anger can be perpetrated into violence, you know, not so much against people, violence against people, physical But what did Christ do when he went through the temple and saw that the temple was being desecrated? You know, he went over and started turning over tables and everything. And because he wasn't going to allow God's house to be desecrated, you know. And so
but we realize that Christ, but he said, sin not. So let me ask you again the direct question.
But then when people come against you, what did he do when he was on the cross? He was spitting on him, jabbing him in the side. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Pastor Roe, let me ask you this then. Let's say you have a daughter that's Deborah, in Deborah's situation. Would you want to stay in that situation with a man like Carlos? Yes or no, sir?
No.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Get to the rescue. I'm going to bring you in. Get to the rescue. I want to bring you in and ask this question here. Do you think that people change overnight? And then, Ricky to the Rescue, give us a little background on the business that you're in, the life coaching, and how people can reach out to you for your services.
Yes, and that's a great question. To ask if a person can change overnight, I guess it depends on how you're looking at it. Because from a spiritual standpoint, there may be a quick turnaround for some people. But if you're not as spiritual, you may not believe something, and I don't even want to use the term mystical, but you may not believe in that. So it may not, the turnaround time may not happen as fast. And so some of the services that I do provide as an anger management specialist is anger management services to individuals, also to couples. And with that being said, I do want to ask, can I respond to the question that you asked previously? Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, so I believe the question was, could prayer and could some type of counseling or that type of support help? I do believe it could help, right? And so, first of all, if there is a spiritual connection and there's the same belief or if they're yoked in the same format, that could be very helpful. But with counseling, therapy, coaching, it doesn't matter which route that you go. I think it's important to understand how anger is layered. And when I say it's layered, you have to deal with all the emotions that's underneath that anger before we start talking about the anger. So as a quick example, if I walked into a room and I fell and everyone started laughing, my actual emotion probably wasn't anger first. It was probably being embarrassed. It could have been rejected. It could have been disappointment because my best friend laughed at me, right? So when you're in those relationships, you have to deal with those layered feelings before we even start talking about the anger. And so I think those things could actually get addressed in counseling and therapy and things of that nature.
All right. Now,
Dr. Walsh.
Just for a second. Hey, give me just 1 second. Hold your thought, please. Quick to the Rescue, I want to bring you in here. Now, you know, my experience now, and I'm not saying that I have it right, Pastor Roe, we'll bring you in here on this one as well, but my experience has been the will of man is a very powerful thing. The will of man, and when I say man, I'm talking about mankind, man and woman. And my understanding is God does not impose his will on anyone. So even if Carlos does not see it, if he's in denial and he does not desire to change because he's saying, ain't nothing wrong with me. The people just don't understand me. So, I mean, when we pray, say that Deborah's praying for him, I believe, this is just me now, and I'm not saying that I get it right, but this is just my opinion, like everyone's given tonight. I believe that God would give Deborah peace of mind and show her that this is not necessarily the relationship that she wants to go. Because, you know, even though she's praying, God, please change him, when perhaps what she needs, God is not going to impose his will. That's my understanding. Rescue, when it comes to a person's will, you can't even be hypnotized without somebody giving you permission to do so. That's the part, that's how powerful your willpower is. Your thoughts on that?
I agree with that. And it has to be something internal within a person that they want to do or they don't want to do in order for change to happen. And And just in agreement with what you just said as well, everyone has their own relationship in their mind with whatever they believe in. So if I'm believing when I'm praying or when I'm meditating or whatever I'm doing, if I'm believing it's going to lead to something, at some point that's what I'm looking for. So you could be praying for something to change, whereas you may receive peace in return. And that's probably ultimately what you was actually praying for, but it may have not came out that way in the very beginning.
Absolutely. Okay, Ms. J, we want to bring you in. Sometimes that change comes. If Deborah left this guy, sometimes because it depends on how desperate Carlos loves her, and she puts down her letter of the law that, listen, those things that we went over, his anger issues, he's got to get some therapy. He's got to really, really fight this thing. And then that's tough. Ms. J, I want to bring you in with the thought that you had previously and then ask you the question. Okay. Do you think that Carlos can really change?
Okay. Number one, I'm going to ask you a question first. I don't care if he would really change.
Okay.
Number one, the reason why I say that is I hear y'all saying my prayer and counseling. I would pray for Carlos, and I would pray for me that I start to love me. You know,
right.
You know, this man is toxic. He's controlling. He's mental. This is personality. They just dating. Why you want to ruin your life for something you don't have to? I wouldn't even go through this mess. I'm not a counselor, but I got a lot of good common sense. It ain't even worth your time. Your life is too precious. She has lost 5 beautiful years dealing with this. This man needs to go to Wayside, get himself together. Me personally, I'm not a counselor, but I would not ever, ever, ever encourage a woman to stay, or even a man, to stay with someone with the characteristics, the personality of Carlos. Never.
Okay.
Never.
Ms. J, you sound real serious about that.
Yeah, because me personally, prayer is great. I would pray for them and all, but they're just dating. You know,
right.
That ain't the man that God sent for you if he's treating you like that. You know, God probably trying to give you a leeway to get out of there. But you're not taking
right.
it. You're not seeing it. You know,
okay.
So I would not pray for them to get together, go get counseling. That ain't no love. The baby, she just in love. She thinks she is with him, but that ain't love. And she should pray for herself to God, help her to love herself, and pray for Carlos to get some help. But you ain't for me.
Okay. Ms. Joyce, I want to bring you in. We're told that love conquers all. Ms. Joyce, you know, we're told that love actually conquers all. What are your thoughts on that, Ms. Joyce?
No. Love cannot conquer all. And I agree with Ms. J. No, I cannot be abused like that. That is abuse, flat out. That's abuse. And if you stay in it, then you are, why would you stay in an abusive situation? He needs help. He needs help. And she
needs serious help.
Herself.
I agree with you. And by Pastor Roll, I want to bring you in. Pastor Roll, I know you're probably thinking along the scripture 70 times 7, get into the habit of forgiving. So why can't Deborah just marry him and every time he acts up, just forgive him? Pastor Roll, your thoughts on that, even though you would not want your daughter in that situation. Your thoughts, Pastor Roll?
Well, you know, I'm striving to be more like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but I'm still, I hold these treasures in earthen vessels, you know, and I can agree with all the comments that have been mentioned, you know, because I would be angry and I wouldn't want my child or daughter or whatever to stay in an abusive relationship like that, you know. But we're all striving to be more like Jesus, you know, like he said, if a person spite thee on your right cheek, give him the other also. But this is a great month, the month of January, Martin Luther King's birthday. How did he deal with violence? You know, he had his peaceful march, you know, and things changed. It wasn't, you know, like others, Malcolm X and all, you know, the violent approach. But look, the change that has come about because of his attitude, peaceful marches and things begin to change, you know. So we're all striving to be more like Jesus, having the spirit of Martin Luther King, and things will come about if we do things the God way. Back to you, Dr. Walker.
Right, I want to go in and I want to bring in. Monica, are you still with us? All right, we're let me go in, bring in ladies, I'm gonna bring you in here. See, we're all human. We're human before we take on any title that we might call ourselves, whatever religious doctrine that we subscribe to. But we're human first. So Lady C, let's just say for example, you're trying to be so good as a person. But let's just say your daughter, one of your daughters, some woman just acting up in the store. You're at one of the stores, and she pushes your daughter and say, "Stay out of my way. You get out of my way." And your daughter is a minor. Then she's kind of like hitting that child. What do you just turn the other cheek, Lady C? Because you're angry right now because this happened to your daughter. What do you do, Lady C?
I'm dragging her out the store. I'm dragging the lady out the store.
You're dragging her out the store? What does that mean, lady? See, break that down for us.
I'm jumping her over my daughter. Now she's an adult fighting my child. Now I'm not trying to push her in because now her going to be fighting. That's what I mean by dragging her. I'm dragging her out the store. I mean dragging her as I'm beating her out the store while I'm walking out.
But what about turning the other cheek, Lady C? What about turning the other cheek and being peaceful? Like, that's what you're saying.
I'm going to be like kings. It's going to be an eye for an eye.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Pastor Rowe, we're not putting you out there, but I'm just saying we are human. It's very hard. And Ricky, to the rescue, I want to bring you in also. But Pastor Rowe, it's not an easy thing to turn the other cheek.
Well, I agree with you, but I just feel, you said we're just only human, but I feel we're a spiritual being having a human experience. You know, we go through a lot, you know, and it takes a lot of prayer. But like I said, I agree with the feelings of everybody have spoken. You know, I get angry too, you know, because I'm trying to be more like our Lord and Savior. But I wouldn't want nobody physically attacking my children, because the other side of me might come out. Somebody hit my daughter or whatever, you know. But
right.
We have to always kind of keep ourselves under control and keep ourselves insulated with prayer. Back to you, Dr.
Okay, Ricky,
Walker.
To the rescue, I want to bring you in. You have a lot going on. You deal with anger management. Rescue, let's just say this happened to one of your children, 12 years old. Let's just say some man is just hitting at your little boy or your little girl. And Ricky the Rescue, with all of your experience as a life coach, as an anger management person, do you take a deep breath and say, "Sir, excuse me, why are you?" Ricky the Rescue, talk to me.
Are you asking me how do I respond to the child?
Yeah, to the man who's hitting your child.
Okay. How would I personally respond in that situation? Personally,
yes.
How I would. Okay, so let me say this. We are very attached to the ones we love. And given that situation, we're not always going to be perfect. We may say the wrong thing. We may do the wrong thing. And with that, we are human. We do make mistakes. And so with all the knowledge we may have, or with all the, even myself as a professional, with knowing all the different layers and everything else, when you're in the heat of the moment and things can happen very quickly, you can allow that anger to get the best out of you. And so it doesn't matter who you are. Me, I am going to think about protecting my family.
Right. So what does that mean, Ricky to the Rescue? You're not going to – are you going to think about your professionalism and use some exercise, some rationale, and says, "Sir, I need you to stop and back away off my son," when he done hit your son like 5 times, you know, and he's still hitting the son, and you're like, Ricky to the Rescue, let me tell you, if that were even me with all the professionalism that I thought I had, I would probably lose it right there. And I'm like Lady C. I'm about to drag him out the store. I'm about to drag him out the store. You know, I'm going to use Lady C's term. So even though it's like, you know, even the lawless of that is in defense of others. So Ricky to the Rescue, we can lose it. Is that right? We can lose it at any point in time, especially, like you said, the ones we love. Is that right?
That is very true.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. We got a number of comments that have also come into the studio. You all, Benny from the block, would you say to the man, let's bring you in here, would you say, sir, let's have a word of prayer? You know, and we're certainly, now look, don't get it wrong, you all. We're not making.
Cut out.
All right, Lady C, are we going to have a word of prayer? Why can't you have a word of prayer with the lady?
I don't know. I mean, okay, y'all, do not slash me when I'm in regards to what I'm about to say. But I don't think prayer going to be on my mind.
Okay, let's go to Miss J for a second. Miss J, come on now, Miss J. Come on. Miss J, what's wrong with turning the other cheek? Miss J? Perhaps Miss J is not there. All right.
Hello? Okay,
yes,
I'm here.
All right.
Yeah.
What about turning the other cheek?
I was saying that I would have a word of prayer. I would say, Lord, forgive me. Because you touching my child, Lord, forgive me. Because they ain't telling what I'm about to do to you.
All right. We're going to have you stand by. Let's go. We're going to take a commercial break once again. We're going to bring in Sis Marjorie. In 25 seconds or less, we certainly do appreciate you. Sis Marjorie, go ahead and give us your commercial break, please.
Yes. Good evening, Dr. Walker, and good evening, Pastor Roll, and all your co-hosts and everyone on the show. My name is Marjorie Allen Cross, and I'm the assistant to Pastor Roll for the director of sponsorship. I'm the assistant. And also, I'm a nurse and a health and wellness consultant with one of the most leading companies in the world. And we have a lot of different products that may be able to help you with any health condition that you may have. We have collagen, we have the adaptogen for stress and to lower your blood pressure, collagen for the hair, the nail, the skin, and the joints. And also, we have anything that you need, just call me. My number is 786-319-7223. Again, my number is 786-319-7223. Or you could go to betteryourself.info. Again, betteryourself.info. And I want to say, welcome to Miss Dana, the new ambassador to Haiti. And also, I would like to say welcome to again to our new co-host. And it's also very good to hear Monica on the show. Thank you, Dr. Walker. God bless you all. And all the ones I didn't say to, I wish everyone on the show a happy, a healthy, and a prosperous New Year 22. Thank you. God bless you. Love you.
Thank you. Okay, let me bring in Ms. Joyce, I want to bring you in. We've got a number of studio, and I want to give you one of these comments first in reference to how to minimize your anger. First comment says, this woman says, I was married to a man for over 11 years with serious anger issues. After I saw what this was doing to our kids, I made a decision to get out. It was not easy, but I'm thankful I did get out. Ms. Joyce, why do you think it would take some people so long to get out when you're facing these anger issues? How she realized it had done to her children?
Sometimes people stay for all the wrong reasons, financial reasons. It could have been that she stayed in that type of relationship. And then at one point she realized now is the time for me to make my move. So you can't really, you can't just say why a person would stay when someone is being abusive, but you would hope that they would wake up to that one day soon and not continue to stay once they have made a path for themselves too and an exit plan.
All right.
You can't just, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you to stand by. Excuse me. Dana, we're going to bring you in. This male writes in. He says, just for the record, when it comes to minimizing your anger, it's not only men with anger issues, it's also women. I know because I left a woman after dating her for 2 years who had serious anger issues. Dana, do you think that that women have anger issues? Dana, you really think so?
Oh, yes. We sure do. And I believe that sometimes it's not even our fault. Sometimes it's the way we were brought up. Sometimes it's our environment. Sometimes it's our social class. Sometimes we've been bullied when we were a child or just a lot of different aspects that can make us have anger issues. Also, PMS, too. You know, women are emotional beings. So, yeah, women can have anger issues.
So, Dana, are you telling me that if my lady friend starts to throwing pots and pans at me, she's going through PMS or she's just emotional? And so I'm supposed to understand this while I'm ducking?
Or is
this just a cop out?
You did you do something to make
help me out here? What am I supposed to do? You know.
I would just duck and just walk away from the situation and then let her calm down and be like, baby, what happened? What's going on? but hopefully that
will
never happen.
Dana, that is quite interesting. Wow. Ricky to the rescue. Let me bring you in here. Ricky to the rescue. What would be your coaching advice if the lady is throwing all these pots? And this is not the first time. She's throwing these pots and these pans, and then all of a sudden now she throws a butter knife, whatever she can get her hands on, because you made her mad.
Right, and I would be interested in how that became normalized. And I heard some things, I heard some trends, and it's interesting to think about how a person learned love, and it's sad to say that there are a lot of people out there that learned how to love through watching their parents have anger
right.
episodes, right? And so if that's what's been embedded in you, that could be something you internalize, and you actually represent that when you become an adult in your relationship. So I really feel like you have to look at how did that become normalized, because if it is a situation where she's just experiencing PMS and it happens during a certain type of month, now we can actually look at something. You have to be able to target what is normalizing it.
Uh-huh.
And so I think that kind of works both ways, because if you're thinking about it from that perspective, and well, from the perspective of a woman having PMS, you can also look at it from the perspective of a man. And when we're talking about anger being layered, if those other feelings wasn't addressed, it has to have
right.
that same energy on both ends. So it's not just one person or one sex having a problem, or we should just leave that person. It's really trying to figure out what's normalizing it.
Right. You know, we're going to ask you to stand by. Benny from the block, let's bring you in. Benny from the block, are you there?
I'm here.
From the block. Yeah, so Benny from the block. Let's say this happens in a relationship that you've had, and of course this is a hypothetical. Now, one of those pots lands right on the back of your head as you're trying to get out the door, and that really hurts. So, Benny from Block, do you just forgive her and it's like, okay, I caused her to be upset over something simple, but then that's her style, that's her character, she throws things. So now, do you just forgive her because you love her? What do you do, Benny from the block?
Well, first of all, I'm going to internalize who I am as a man. And as a man, I realize
that I have great strength and great power. Therefore, I don't want to react to what just happened, because not only am I going to be responsible for her and to her about my reaction, but also if I have children or anybody that's around, they're going to see that, and they're going to see the aggression in me, not so much as her, because she is the weaker vessel of the two. Second of all, yes, you do forgive her. Yes, because the ones that we love, we forgive them. Can I take a hit over the head? Yes. Did I deserve it? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But the fact of the matter is, it happens. Now I have to move fast and forward with that. Then I have to start making some decisions about where we're going forward in this relationship. I have to internalize and look at my own self, because if they look at your own self, then you don't have to worry about other people judging. What is it that I did? What kind of situation did I create to precipitate this problem? And can I change? Can we both come to counseling? And I want to say this. Counseling is very important for us. Even though I know it's a stereotype against it, counseling is very, very important. So, yes, I need to do that too. And then I have to decide whether or not I can continue in this relationship.
Okay. And of course, we're not just picking at any gender, because anger goes both ways, as Ricky from the Rescue said. It goes both ways. We're just giving an illustration here now. So, Benny from the Block, I mean, I must be a different breed, because I just can't see getting hit upside the head because she's always throwing stuff. I probably have to just say, you know what, this relationship isn't working for us. So, Benny from Block, would you say in that Dwayna, I think that was her name, Dwayna Bobby, should have given, her husband should have given her, just forgiven her, and then stayed and tried to get some counseling for the situation that took place? You're familiar with that story, I'm sure.
Yes, well, again, we don't understand that. We create some of these things that happen to us. I mean, I know we want to think, it wasn't that bad, but he created that problem for himself. He mistreated her, he abused her, was doing all kinds of things, and she, in her anger management, or anger issue, she responded according to how she was hurt.
Wow.
She hurt him.
Wow.
So
right.
We have to be careful
okay.
how we create scenarios in other people's lives.
Wow, that is so interesting. So, Pastor Roll, I want to bring you in. So, Pastor Roll, and all of this is public record, you all. So, Pastor Roll, when Al Green got those grits, those hot grits on him, you think that he may have created that situation and that's what caused him to turn to Christ? What do you think?
Well, it could have been, you know, it's all the ingredients that you have within you, the spiritual ingredients, as it was aforementioned, you know, the teachings that your mother, grandmother, you know, gave to you. A lot of things could cause it. But the only thing that I know, and I say this in the next 10 seconds, is that a lot of people is in prison now 20 and 30, 40 years. If only they had time, they had just thought before they perpetrated violence or action, they wouldn't be in prison for 20 or 30 years. You got to think before you act. But you
that
know,
is very good.
But last, I just want to say, just keep the spirit of Christ, you know, and think before you act. Think before you act. Think before you act. Back to you, Dr. Walker.
Okay. I want to bring in Ms. J. Ms. J, I want to bring you in and give you this next comment. We're almost out of time, and we're going to let Lady C close us out tonight in about 5 minutes. Lady C closes out on tonight's topic, how to minimize your anger, in about 5 minutes. Before we do that, Ms. C, I want to bring you in with this comment. This female, she says, I know firsthand what anger issues look like because I saw it growing up in the home with an abusive father. If you see any signs, please get out of that relationship. Ms. C, how important is that? If you see signs that you're going into a relationship like Deborah and Carlos, she says, get out fast. Why?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. If you see these flags, you know, people normally don't change. That's their personality. That's their character. Yeah, he could get counseling, but, hey, who's to say he won't fall back into it? So if you don't have to, you know, you don't have to be in that situation. So why get into it? So run as fast as you can. Don't even deal with it. And you'll see it up front, so do your detour right then.
All right. Ms. George, I want to bring you in and ask a question. What if Carlos slapped Deborah by mistake because she upset him? Remember, part of his characteristics is his temperament. When things don't go his way, he often wants to fight. So he slaps her because he was upset. And let's just say that happens. Now, he says, oh, baby, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. And, you know, he goes through, you know, what some men go through, that stage of, you know, trying to get it where he's trying to be on the good side of her now. What would you say to that, Miss Joyce? You know, should she just forgive him and stay there?
No.
Remember, she loves him now.
No. Mm-mm. No. I had a slap caught supposedly by mistake, but guess what? That was the last chance. That was the one and only. No, she can't stay because that will happen again. That will happen again. Yes.
Okay. All right. Miss J. So now, Miss J, let's just say, you know, you were Deborah and Carlos just went off on you. He slapped you because he felt you were talking too much. And then he said, oh, baby, when he realized it, he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to slap you. Miss J, do you just, like, hold your cheek where he slapped you and think about this, Miss J? And remember, you're live on the air, you know.
I'm going to hold my cheek. I'm going to take a deep breath. And ain't no telling what I'm going to say after that, but that'll be the last time he hit me. It's no mistake.
Okay.
That's his personality. He do it to me.
Uh-huh.
He'll do it to our child if we have a child. He'll do it to anybody. No.
Wow. Lady C, can we get some calmness out of you? Lady C, would you just feel like, you know what, he made a mistake. He probably won't do it again because he seemed remorseful.
I mean, but he slapped me, right?
Yes, he slapped you. He slapped the heck out of you, and it hurt. But, you know, you love this man. You love him.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
If he slapped the heck out of me, how remorseful is that? That was intentionally. When I go to hit somebody, if I physically hit you, I'm hitting you on purpose.
Okay. But he says to you, you know how, you know, sometimes we put the charm on, and he says, baby, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. That was an accident. You know I love you. You see, I don't know what happened to me. I just snapped.
Hitting someone is a choice, you know. Yes, people do snap. I can't even say people don't snap. You know, they do snap. But if you're hitting someone based on a snapping, you really need to take anger management. And she needs to run for the hills. And don't look
okay.
back. Because he's going to snap one day and put her in the hospital.
Okay. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Dana, do you kind of concur with that? Do you agree with that, Dana? Do you feel that, you know what, if he hits you once or she hits you once, like I can't, you know, if she's throwing pots and I get, I mean, just the fact that those pots are coming, I would be afraid to sleep at night. Dwayne and Bobby said, I'm pretty sure he didn't sleep. That poor guy. I'm sure Al Green, you know, these guys. But I tell you one thing, he probably didn't never do anything to abuse that woman again, neither one of these guys. So, Dana, what do you think here?
I really do not tolerate any violence against a man or a woman, so I would not stay with you. If you hit me one time, I do not care. I am not staying with you because you will do it again. Or I'm a grown adult. We're both adults. I don't believe in violence against a grown adult. So, yes, you get in hit and throwing pots at you, I would not have stayed.
Right, but what if he treats you like a queen? What if he treats you like a queen?
No, not at all.
It doesn't matter.
Hitting me, it does not matter. And especially right. You hit me that hard, no. That was a
trick. Okay? Does it have to be, so it's in degrees now.
Hard,
yeah, so even if he hits you softer, does that matter that he hit you softer, but he hit you and it was harmful and offensive? Does it matter how hard it was? He hit you in the face.
No. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because you hit me. You touched me. No matter what it is. I don't care how you treat me, but do not touch me.
All right. Certainly our time. We're going to ask all of you all to stand by. Lady C, time slipped up on us. Please go ahead and close us out. How to minimize your anger.
Okay, I can't really tell y'all much about how to minimize your anger, but I'm going to say this, though. If you do get upset and you're getting to the point where your blood is starting to boil, please walk away. You know, if you even if you have to go to a room and pray, if you have to go and darn it, just squeeze a stress ball or something, walk away, because one day you don't want to sit there and snap and end up hurting somebody that you truly, truly love. And if someone makes you that angry all the time, the way you have to hit them, guess what? Be man enough, woman enough to walk away. Leave
right,
the relationship.
I know. On that note, I think that that is serious right there, what you're saying. And I concur with that. Listen, join us here tomorrow night. We've got a super-duper show planned for tomorrow night. You don't want to miss that one tomorrow night. It's going to kind of be a surprise for all of you all, tomorrow night's show. We'll be back on here on the air at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You will not want to miss tomorrow night's show. But, of course, if you choose to miss tomorrow night's show, we'll be back here live Saturday morning for our International Divine Intervention Day that starts from 6 to 8:30. So until tomorrow morning or until tomorrow night or until next week, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Good night, Marjorie. Good night.
Good night, Patty. Good night, and good night to all the co-hosts. Great show as usual. And let's be great.
Great clothes, and everyone stay safe. Keep yourself safe.
Okay, bye, everyone. Great show as usual. Thank you. Bye-bye.